Hey, everybody, I'm Pat.
And I'm Zabanda.
Is it
good?
Oui. Oui, also. Oh, wow.
Si. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. And Jerry. So.
I don't recognize that language.
I don't
either. It was like an episode of The Minions or something.
That was the. No, that was the like when you. You know when you're building a website and they have the filler text?
Oh, yeah.
That's what that was. Yeah. The.
It's the Latin Orm-ip, that's in there.
Orm ipsum.
Exactly.
Orm
ipsum.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
This has been a fun episode of The Outer Belt. Please stay tuned for your regularly scheduled programming. Oh, give me a second. I got to have a second. Okay. We can do this. We can. Don left. He's like, screw y'all. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Outer Belt Podcast. Boom. We will get it right eventually. We will. I swear we will. It just felt right to start again. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Outer Belt. I am Patrick.
I'm Chili.
I'm Melissa, a.k.a. Buttermilk.
And I'll be your Slim Shady.
He also goes by Eric.
And I'm Jerome.
Mr. Barrow.
Jerry.
Oh, what a fun week it has been. What an incredible few days it has been. I am so glad to be here with y'all now because I need some therapy.
Do nice. You?
Yes, move. I'm going to lay on that couch.
I'm listening.
Oh, that's from Frasier. I get it.
It is, yeah.
I finally caught up to that show. I'm at like season one. Did you know those shows back in the 90s, they had like 80 episodes per season?
Yeah. It was weird how many episodes they had per season.
And I guess they didn't sell commercials because there's like 28 minutes in a 30-minute episode.
Yeah.
As opposed to now there's like 15 to 12 minutes in a 30-minute episode. Unless it's Netflix. Boy, oh boy, it has been a few days. How are y'all doing? How's everybody doing?
Is it Tuesday today?
It is Tuesday.
It is.
Yes, but yeah. we don't give what day it is when we're recording.
Oh, we don't?
No.
No.
They just guess that we're doing it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
On our free time.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, our free time.
Well, is this... Yeah. Anyways.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long... It's Tuesday. It's been a long
week.
Oh. Good. Doing
it's
good.
Been a pretty eventful week for Patrick and I.
It has.
We had a sudden field trip, excursion, whatever you want to call it.
the great run. I don't know. Race. What do you call that when you're... I just realized I'm wearing the wrong shirt. That's hysterical. I have a shirt in the dryer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Squirrel. Where was your wardrobe and makeup department?
They failed. We had a great... What do we do?
We ended up with a last-minute trip out to Philly.
Philadelphia.
City of brotherly love.
Were you feeling it? The brotherly love?
No.
I don't know about feeling the brotherly love, but what about that traffic?
Yeah, they got to fix that.
Oh, my gosh. We're there at like 11 o'clock at night, and it for the time we got to the city to the time we got to the pickup or the place we were going in the city was what, half an hour?
Well, it didn't help that they had one of their underpasses closed off, and we didn't find out until we got to it.
Yeah, I agree. That delayed us some, but even the part where it was free-flowing, it was just bumper to bumper. Like,
yeah, it was like being in rush hour, which is weird for a Saturday.
At 11:30 at night. It was...
I told them everybody's going clubbing.
Say, is that it?
Yeah.
Nightlife in the city?
Well, we did end up driving right through past downtown. It was
through downtown.
Through downtown. It was beautiful. All the lights and everything. I mean,
yeah, you can't see all the trash on the side of the road.
Not 11:30 at night, you can't.
Well, did you see the Rocky statue?
I didn't. No, we didn't see anything that close. Right. We did talk about, like, we need to go visit Philly. We've not been, for being... Now this close, and I mean from coming from Louisiana, it's ridiculous. We haven't spent more time in our Pennsylvania period just exploring.
I'd still rather fly next time.
Yeah, I agree. Are they have flights on...
is it still a long drive? American? What's the length of drive from Columbus? I can't
what was it
quite
like,
remember.
Was it 7.5 hours?
Yeah.
It's almost a full work day
Yeah.
without lunch.
Yeah, it's a good little hike. Good little
without
hike.
Without lunch.
Without lunch. But, you know, we went over there. We took care of what we got to take care of and then came right back the very next day.
So it wasn't for fun?
No, it was work related. But, you know, such is life. You got to work sometimes when you don't want to. But it was, as you may know, on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
but, no, I thought it was a fun time. It was good. Like, so for those of you don't know, obviously Eric and I, we work together. We own the company together. But, and if you don't know that, Eric and I own the company together. we work together but separate. By that I mean he's in his office most of the day doing spreadsheets and accounting this and accounting that and all that stuff, whereas I'm on the operations side
of
things.
You're more the hands-on person.
Yeah, I do a lot more like talking to staff member drivers, vendors, the carriers, that kind of thing. So it's our workload's split up, so we actually don't get to hang out that much, even though we own the company together, and we just were apart all day. So being able to go do something together pretty much for two whole days, it was kind of cool.
That's cool.
And then we got to come home and hang out with y'all.
Yeah.
That was
Saturday.
That was Saturday. But wait, what happened before Saturday? You did something, right, Melissa?
I did. So I went to Cleveland with my cousin, and we went and saw Madonna at Rocket Mortgage Stadium? Rocket Field Mortgage? Well, I don't know what it is.
We'll go with it.
Rocket Mortgage Field.
House. Just say it with confidence.
Yeah.
Rocket Mortgage Field House?
Anyway, that was on Thursday night, middle of the week. I thought that was kind of odd for a concert, but it was amazing, and I do think it's probably her last concert.
Wait, she's quitting?
Maybe doing live performances like concerts in such a big venue. I don't know. It was her four decades tour. If the whole ambiance of her production felt like a goodbye to her fans, as far as not necessarily making more music, but just maybe being in a stadium setting.
So it's her last tour. That was not her actual last concert.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, last tour. Yeah, correct.
Has she done a residency like in Las Vegas or something like that yet?
No.
Do you think that's her next step? Because I see that a lot with artists. It's almost like you do your concert venues, then you do your stadiums, arenas, then stadiums. And then I see a lot of them when it's like, I'm done touring and being gone 250 days a year.
Sure.
They end up getting a residency in New York, either New York City or in Vegas or somewhere like that. And then they do, you know, fly in for the weekend, do two or three shows and fly out.
I don't think so. I don't think she's going to do a residency. She had four of her six children in the show with her. They were all doing some kind of performance, whether it be dancing or guitar, piano. And I think she's maybe going to encourage them and support them in their life endeavors. You know, they're the younger children. And I could see her just kind of taking a step back. You know, maybe still being creative and collaborating with other artists or her own children or whatever it might be. But just different capacity.
How old are her children? Like, are we talking like preteens, teens? Or are we talking like college age?
Yes.
All
across
the
board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I think the youngest that was on stage looked to be about 12 to 14.
Okay. Yeah.
And there was a teen, and then I think college age, and then of course her adult children. They were not part of the act, but
yeah,
it was good. It was really good. You know, it was an homage to thanking her fans too for, you know, supporting her for the 40 years, and it was really great. I was not disappointed. She didn't disappoint. You know, she started from the beginning. You know, when she had the $35 in her pocket and went to New York City and learned how to play the guitar and all the way to the most recent stuff and then everything in between. Had a lot of video kind of montages and, you know, clips from the media, you know, and just all of it. And it just was kind of a storybook of her life. And
yeah,
it was good times, you know. And then spending it with my cousin was a lot of fun. It's her first time to Ohio. She hails from the Pacific Northwest area. And she came with a friend as well. So it was us three girls. And it was just a lot of fun, you know, to show them around Ohio and to make that drive. And then, you know, kind of topped it off with playing games on Saturday night. So with y'all, which was a good time.
That's very cool. I had a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Patrick and I hanging out with you and your friends.
Yeah.
I wish we would have been able to stay an extra night or something.
Yeah.
Because there's always interesting things to do in Columbus, and every night you could have a new thing to see.
Yeah.
I felt terrible for y'all because I really thought, okay, I know they have early flights.
Yeah.
Woo. I mean, ridiculous.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, so they're not going to stay very long, probably leave 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then y'all left at like 11?
It was like a 3-hour sleep.
It was a nap. It was a nice nap. I'm sure they slept the whole way back, right?
We were on the way back on Friday. We picked up some of our favorite coffee, and I got Vince a little treat, and we went by the yard and dropped it off for him. And then we were going to go have lunch in downtown Dublin, Bridge Park area. And I was joking with him, and I said, oh, I said, I'm going to detour. I said, I want to go check out the only cornfield that grows year-round in all of Ohio. And my cousin's like, really? She's like, is it some kind of a hybrid? I said, yes, it is a hybrid.
As a matter of fact, they are hybrid.
she says, oh, well, can you eat it? And I'm like, well, maybe not this particular one. I said, I don't advise eating it.
No.
And we pull up, and she's like, nice. She's like, you got me good. But she was expecting to see this lush cornfield of something, and it was the stone cornfield.
Yes.
Kind of attraction here in Columbus. It was pretty funny. I got a good joke on her.
Would you call it like a monument or a park or
both?
Something like that.
Yeah, the little headstone things that have the writing on them talk about why it's there and everything, and the donation of the land from the family that originally owned it and whatnot. But it was funny. It was funny. So they did get to see a cornfield, though.
Well, and as you all saw from the photo that Jerry posted just now while she was talking, the corn is like, what, 7 foot tall? Something like that? Seven, 8 foot tall? And it's not stalks. It's a
ear of corn.
Ear of corn. Like 8 foot tall ear of corn. And there's like 100 of them out there.
It's
a lot.
And believe it or not,
Oh.
You haven't been yet?
No.
Oh, road trip.
By the way, if you do the research on it, you find out that each one of those ears of corn is a custom mold. There are no copies in the whole field.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Huh. Oh, that's cool.
It's a stone field of ears of corn.
Yeah.
So I was playing a joke on her.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry if I spoiled it.
No, we've just going to put a picture up.
We've brought so many people out to see the cornfield. I'm surprised you haven't. And it's actually labeled cornfield on Google Maps.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's legit. People get there and they're like, why are you taking me to...
Cornhenge.
Yeah, exactly.
But we did German Village, went downtown. You know, we kind of hit up everything. It was a quick trip of family, so it was a good time. Madonna was well worth the wait.
That's awesome. I mean, I got to see my idol actually with y'all a couple times, Billy Joel, and I saw Elton John a while back, and, you know, absolutely love those experiences when you get to see someone you really admire and look up to. And again, both Billy Joel and Elton John, we knew the end was near. Now, Billy Joel's still touring, although I don't know how much longer.
Sure.
But Elton John has hung it up. He's not touring anymore. So it's very exciting when you actually get a chance to go see those people. And I'm glad you had a great time. I really enjoyed meeting Sarah and Kate and had a blast hanging out with them here at the house.
Good. Thank you for hosting.
Let's see. I also dragged you out to see somebody in downtown Columbus picnicking.
Yes. That was Michael Bolton.
Yes, yeah. Michael Bolton, like one of the first concerts after COVID, broke out from COVID.
I was going to say, I don't know if it was technically after COVID because it was kind of mid-COVID, right, when you had that little time period where you could go outside. So you can go to a concert outside, but you couldn't go to a concert inside or whatever and all that. So that was a lot of fun. We ended up doing a whole – my dad and sister came. We ended up packing – it was Michael Bolton with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra, right?
Yep, and since it was outside, it was on the grass, so people brought out their lawn chairs, their picnic blankets, and
we brought
out wine and cheese and all that fancy stuff.
We brought out a couple of wine, some twisted tea, cheese, crackers, some baked goods my sister made. It was actually really fun. I was nervous it'd be kind of corny, but it was great. And if you haven't seen Michael Bolton live, I know it's so corny, right? Like Michael Bolton, but he's actually very funny and engages with the audience quite quite well, and he actually puts on a really good show. Really good show. Well, I had kind of the strangest thing happened this past week that I was going to tell you all about. I ended up having to take a truck down to Arkansas. And we have a team down there that broke down, and their truck was in the shop. And then we found out it was a lot more major than we thought it was going to be. So Vince busted tail and got a truck prepped for him. And then I jumped in it and headed down to Arkansas and brought the truck down to him, made it happen. And I couldn't get a rental car out of their city. I looked everywhere. It was so frustrating. It was Jonesboro, Arkansas, which is where there's a college there, Arkansas something there. So they had car rental places and stuff, no airport, but they absolutely did not have a car available. So it was quite frustrating. And so I remember on the recruiting side, y'all have that little trick with U-Haul.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting a U-Haul, and I drove a U-Haul back from Arkansas back to Columbus, only to find out, of course, the U-Haul doesn't have cruise control. And I'm like, well, that's great. So it's all backcountry roads, you know, 55, 60 miles an hour, and then you go into a town and it's 20 miles an hour. Then, you know, literally a mile later, it's back up to 65 miles an hour. So it was all over the place. Once I got on the interstate, I did see that the U-Haul was governed, so then it was just foot to the floor, and it made it a lot easier. But it was a crazy trip. So what's really insane is we got it back here. With U-Haul, when you do a long distance, they tell you how long you have to complete it. It's not like a rental car where you say, I want a rental car for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. They say you're going from this point to that point. We think it's going to take you X number of days. So from Jonesboro, Arkansas to Columbus, Ohio, they said 4 days, which I'm like...
Hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not yet because I'm still driving. But
of course. Yeah. Well, hold my beer. When I get to the other side and return it...
Then I can have it.
Exactly.
So I made it in one night, but I just never got a chance to return the rental car, or the U-Haul, and found out from Kayla that one of our trucks needed to be picked up in Detroit. So I'm like, cool, let me run out there, pick it up. And I was like, where's the truck at? And she got me the address, and she said it was U-Haul that it was parked at. And I'm like, huh. My brain got to spinning. I'm like, I wonder. So I called U-Haul and said, hey, can I possibly change the delivery to this one? And she's like, give me a minute. All right, it's done. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, you're good to go. So I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I ended up, no chase vehicle?
No chase vehicle or anything. I just ended up driving it right back there and got to the truck, walked up to the truck, heard the APU humming.
Nice.
I'm like, that's such a warm and comforting feeling when you hear that APU running. Yeah. You know it's going to start. You know, everything's going to be fine. The truck was in great condition. Did you do your initial on it today?
We did.
Was it in good shape-ish? Oh, breaks the heart.
Mostly.
Mostly?
The lift gate is actually stuck in the up position. When you try and lower it, the curbside corner gets hung up on the back of the, on the bottom of the box.
Okay. So that's an easy.
And then I think Mel said that tweak. The APU wasn't transferring power.
Okay, both those are easy, though.
They're easy fixes, but... Yeah, those are minor relative to what we have seen.
Absolutely.
The truck needs a clean, but they've been in the truck for a little bit, so that's to be expected.
Yeah.
Otherwise, though, those two issues and replacing a dock bumper and
good to go.
Cleaning, and the truck's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was – and again, we get trucks back where it's like a month before we can turn it. Something like that's going to be turned in less than a week, which is nice. They drove great. Driving it back. It drove great. I didn't have any issues. I was, like, pretty happy with it.
That APU, I mean, that's definitely a nice sound.
Oh, it's music.
Oh, yeah. No need to, music. get a jump box on it and try and jump it. And
I did bring a jump box, just to be clear. Like, that's pretty common to go pick up a truck and it'd be dead. So I was very, very happy that actually kind of worked out nicely.
Do you have to charge those every time you bring it back?
No, it's good for probably three or four jump starts for it to charge it.
Okay. Do you charge it just because, in case you don't remember how many charges you've done
it's
so far?
No, it's got a digital meter on it. Okay. So these new jump boxes are really fancy, and they've got gauges on the front. They'll tell you how much power they've got.
Yeah.
So it was at 100%. I looked at this one, it was 100%, so I didn't put it back
on
the charger.
But it won't work when?
It won't work when it's cold, too cold. So in the winter, we can't jump start a truck until that jump box warms up. if we're really in a hurry because we need to truck to a shop immediately, I'll do what Patrick doesn't care for me to do, and I'll jump it off another truck.
Yeah, well,
but
I don't like doing it, but when it's the only option.
Yeah.
What? How do you warm it up? Just take another vehicle that's warm.
That's
and
exactly
let
it. Yeah, put it down in the floor well of a vehicle we're in.
You just turn the truck on that you're trying to jump off, and you set it at the
heater. Exactly. Come back to it an hour later. Go. I don't understand why it hasn't warmed up yet. Yeah, throw it in the van with Flex and sit it down there on the floor well. Let the heat.
That's cool. I love those new jump boxes, man. They weigh like what, 10 pounds?
Goodness. Probably, yeah.
10-ish pounds, yeah. Give or take. Might be 12, might be 15, might be 8.
But not much.
Not much. And they're tiny. And, mm-hmm. I mean, when I went out to Detroit, I threw it in the U-Haul, took it with me, and remembered to move it from the U-Haul.
Thank you.
I mean, it's super
easy.
They
save so much time from having to
so
rearrange the trucks to jump from truck to truck. Yes. It's just so easy.
And they're powerful, too, man. Yeah. You hit it, and you tell it to turn on, and it fires right up like it's got fully charged, excellent batteries.
Yeah.
Yep. It is insane how good it is. I just think back to, like, back in the day, the old, like, you have a stack of 8 batteries and this contraption that weighed 9 million pounds,
right,
and you hook it on, and then you go to crank it, versus now it's like, whoom! It's just amazing how much better that technology has gotten.
It's paid for itself.
Oh, yes.
Over and over and over again since we bought it.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it was too bad either. It's like $750.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Again, it's paid for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're bringing it to downtown Philly, it's a good defense weapon, too.
That hard plastic case, it is, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Ba-dum-tsh.
So I tell you what happened to me this week.
All right, I wish you would.
Yeah. What happened?
So one thing that we do is all of this data that we are collecting and things that we are doing with the podcast and commercials and videos and how-to videos and everything that we do for Highfield.
And your side projects.
And yeah.
Hustle.
I guess you could say that. All of this was being stored on one hard drive, and that's kind of my fault. But it was just one large 9-terabyte hard drive, and I was kind of putting everything on there, and I knew eventually it was going to happen. And it happened. I had a hard drive crash.
What?
Yeah, I went to start my computer up, and it wouldn't do anything on the
hard
drive.
Did it do the woo, 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 woo? Did you do the jump box
more? I wish I could have just...
Sorry
so,
to hear that.
I had to go through some software. I actually reached out to Vince and went through some recovery software. I was able to actually recover the majority of it. Lost about 1 terabyte of data. There was actually some podcasts and other things that we did lose, but to kind of help remedy this situation, Highfield has kicked in, and we purchased a RAID for the company to provide a backup as well as enough storage to be able to save everything, and so that way I don't have to hopefully go through this again.
Cool.
So is this RAID a device that you keep with you, or is it in the cloud?
I think it's
somewhere?
A roach spray.
Is it under your desk? Is it in the closet?
I saw the invoice. It's not that.
It's a lot of roach spray.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So basically, we did go for an 8 drive one, and basically what that does is it provides 8 spinning hard drives, and then we also have 2 NVMe solid state drives in there. So it provides very fast transfer speeds, so that way I can edit directly off of it. It's connected to the internet, and it's a box that's about this big. And fully loaded up with hard drives, it weighs about 60 pounds. And it just sits on my floor, but it's connected to the internet, so anywhere I have internet access, I can access it. I can edit off of it. I can pull footage from it. I can create documents, I can create share links and send it to anybody to be able to download stuff directly off of it. It's a lot of things I can do with it.
So how does this help the whole, like, if it crashes, if one of the, I mean, it's great it's got all these hard drives, but if one of them fails, you lose all the information on that, right?
So part of a RAID is you do have redundancy. And so the way it is set up, if we do have a drive to fail, we pop it out, put a new drive in, which is way cheaper than purchasing a whole new system. But you pop a new drive in, and the system is smart enough to rebuild all the data that it lost, so that way you're good to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, so
with, I wasn't aware of that. That's
with the RAID,
cool.
The way we did it, RAID stands for Redundant Array of Independent Drives.
Oh.
And you have different ways to configure it. One way is just for pure speed, where it's no redundancy at all.
Yeah.
If you've got, let's just say, two drives, and they're both 10 terabytes, you have 20 terabytes of storage space.
Okay.
The way we've configured it is kind of for speed and redundancy. So it uses three of the drives at a time, and it provides that speed because of the way it stores data across all the disk at once. But it also does what's called a parity bit. I know this is kind of in the weeds, where that parity bit takes up storage as well, but that's what it uses to rebuild the drive.
I see.
So it stripes that parity bit across the drives as well, and it uses that to rebuild the drives if you have a failure. So you don't get, let's say you had three 10-terabyte drives, you don't get 30 terabytes of storage out of those three drives. You might get 22, 23 terabytes of storage because the other part is that safety buffer.
I see.
So our particular situation, we started off with a total of 96 terabytes. And after I got everything all configured and set up, we actually ended up with about 81 terabytes of usable space.
Okay.
Because the other is that buffer that he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. I asked Jerry when he ordered everything, I said, so we're doing all solid state drives, right? And he literally laughed out loud. He literally was like, that's hysterical. Yeah. He's like, you genuinely have no clue. And I'm like, I didn't hire you for no reason. Like,
you would not have want to have seen that invoice.
No, you wouldn't have. Not at all.
I don't even know what a terabyte is, but I'm rolling with it. Well, I don't need to know, but it just sounds like you're in a better situation. You, Highfield, everyone's in a better situation to support.
Yeah,
it is so nice.
The needs of Highfield.
It is so nice to be able to throw everything on there. When I get home with the podcast, I take all these memory cards out. I pop it in. It actually has the ability to pop the memory card in, hit one button, and it copies everything over for me. I don't have to do anything.
Wow.
Then whenever I go to edit, I can edit directly off of it. It's super fast. I don't have to juggle a bunch of stuff and moving things around. Like before, I was copying files here and copying files there, and it's so much easier. My workflow is faster.
That's important.
I love it.
And for those of you that don't know, we have four cameras in here. Plus, if we have a special guest or something, we may use an iPhone as a fifth video source. And on top of that, this audio, every one of our mics is recorded separately and in its own memory card. There's a ton of data. One show is a gigabyte, multi-gigabytes big. Once you see it on YouTube, it's a tiny file. But until it gets there,
sure,
it's a huge, huge amount of data. So that kind of stuff would take literally hours. On a regular old PC, it would take hours just to get it onto the computer before you can manipulate it, whereas now it's a lot much faster. I mean, I remember when you first came on board, before we got the computer sorted out, it was like an hour, or it was hours to upload the file to the internet, right, on the video, and then you said it, when we got the new computer, it changed to minutes.
So actually uploading to YouTube, it still does take some time, and that's mainly because of my internet at home.
Gotcha.
I'm in an area where they offer fiber, but unfortunately it's not to my house yet. I'm waiting. I call AT&T weekly. they're tired of hearing from me. So that does still take a long time, but the actual process of getting everything off of the memory cards and editing and all that is way faster. Like, I can transfer everything. Before, it would take me hours to get everything over, right. And now I can have everything transferred in a matter of about 10 minutes.
Wow.
I love, again, I'm sorry to brag on this, but I love a couple of things he was telling me. He was like, the RAID can sense when a hard drive is starting to go, and it'll alert you and say, hey, this hard drive's not gone yet, but it's about to, so you can order one and swap it out before it crashes.
Yep.
And two, we're putting it, it's either on or we're about to put it on a battery backup, and it is smart enough to know when it loses electricity off the wall and it flips over to that battery backup, it detects that and it gives it 5 minutes for the power to come back on. If the power does not come back on, it automatically saves everything into long-term storage and shuts itself down.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
So it protects itself. It's I can't even fathom that kind of technology. I mean, I'm barely getting by with my iPad and my MacBook. This is just blowing me away.
And I have to admit, like, Vince did help me with a lot of this. I'm not versed on a lot of the RAID systems that were out there. And so his expertise did come into play and help me get all this set up. But, yeah, the power supply, actually, I got a text from Amazon. It's been delivered right before we started this.
Nice. Oh, very cool.
So nice. I'll get that hooked up whenever I get home.
That is awesome. A good power supply. If you have any good electronics, an expensive TV or anything, buy a good power supply surge protector. I mean, spend $30 to save a $2,000-$4,000 investment. It just makes sense.
Oh, sure. It really does. It truly does.
Unfortunate that that happened, but sounds like you've got brighter days ahead of you now with the new equipment.
I am loving every second of it.
Very cool. Well, speaking of music, since we weren't, we'll just go back to music real quick. This past weekend was Super Bowl Sunday. Go Chiefs. Got nothing. I got to get some sports people on
you
the
really
show.
You really do. Yeah. If we're talking college football, I'm right there with
game,
you.
It was a good game.
Oh, it was.
The first half that I watched.
I didn't even watch the first half. That second half that I watched,
you watched
was
the
so
half.
Good. I just couldn't get over how much fun it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting on the edge of the couch, biting my non-existent fingernails, just, oh my gosh, so in the game. I loved it. But
oh,
that,
it was a great second half.
Oh,
in the overtime?
In the
oh,
overtime.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
It was awesome. And then just, I really, this is in the weeds, I really think the 49ers screwed up when they opted to go first. I think they should have let
Kansas City go first,
and they should have followed. But, you know, I think there's several things you can point to in that game that lost the 49ers that game. But, I mean, that's the whole purpose of the game, right?
Yeah,
it's the collective group of everything.
Yep.
Sure.
So,
speaking of overtimes, I'm glad they changed the rules.
I am too.
I didn't understand the logic of the first one. Like, originally in a football game in overtime, if the first team makes a touchdown, that's it.
That's
the second team doesn't even get a shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I was trying to listen to them explain
both teams
it,
get
but it's
shot.
Like a whole new game.
Yes.
One side gets a shot. If they make it, then the other team gets a shot, and they can keep going on like that, if I'm right.
Three times. They can do three it three times. Times. Yep. So it could literally be another, you know,
a whole
another
game.
Quarter of football.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's 15 minutes per.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's crazy. But the Super Bowl, the halftime show. Usher was the main act.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, okay, I'm going to show my age a little bit. I didn't know the first four or five songs. I was excited because I'm like, I like Usher. Like, he's one of the few people that he's one of the few newer R&B artists, newer being from the 90s, that I really, really like. And I'm watching, and I'm like,
I didn't know it.
I don't know any of his music.
Not whereas, until everybody else came out and was singing along with him.
Yes, whereas last year with Rihanna, I'm like, I don't know any Rihanna songs, and I knew all of them. This year, I'm like, oh, I really like Usher. I can't wait for this. And then I'm like, what? Is someone playing a game on me? Like, what is it? I don't know any of these.
Well, it's like,
and then,
it's
and
like
then,
Melissa was saying with Madonna. You know, Madonna did her 40 years, or four decades, excuse
four
me.
Four decades.
Of her career. And Usher kind of was planning on doing the same thing with his career, because he has been around for so long and has such a large catalog of music. He was going to start and kind of go through a lot of the progression of his music as well.
Well,
because he's already done that residency in Vegas, because that's all what he is.
Yeah, I did feel, I mean, when I was watching it, you could definitely see the progression,
sure.
Right? Because I did know everything from the back, and it did get newer. And it was a lot of fun. The white glove, I am assuming, is the homage to Michael.
I think he made a comment. Now, sound sounded a little wonky from the beginning, starting with America the Beautiful or whatever. Like, sound throughout the whole thing.
Good. I'm
just
glad.
Felt a little weird.
I'm glad you
but
said
I
that.
But I want to say that he came out and he said, let's do this Michael or let's do this MJ. Or I want to, if you go back and maybe watch it, I'm pretty sure he said something. And that's what clued me into Michael Jackson. But the whole glove, yes, I would say it felt like an homage. Did they have history, like contracting history? Did Michael Jackson produce him at some point? I don't know how you want to say those words.
I am not sure. But I did notice, like, he started out with two gloves on.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the performance, he lost one glove and kept the other one on. And that's what I'm like. Because when he first had two gloves, I'm like, this is Michael Jackson-esque. And then he moved to one glove. I'm like, that's really Michael Jackson-esque. Yeah. I mean, that's almost blatant on the nose. So I was like, but who knows? Why, it could be someone else that I'm just, I don't know about that did that. But it really screamed Michael Jackson.
Well, especially being Glitter Glove.
Yes, exactly. It was, yeah.
Plus all the moves he was doing.
Yeah.
Yes. He was
so Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But I want to say a little better.
But hasn't,
I thought it was a little better.
Hasn't Usher always been a dancer too with his music?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure he did a lot of Michael Jackson dances. I'm actually looking now and not seeing anything quickly, but I'm pretty sure Usher was early on in his career doing Michael Jackson moves, impersonation style stuff. Not impersonating him purposely, but just doing the dance moves.
Yeah.
I thought Rihanna, that red was pretty, the big train off her dress and then out flew away. What was her piano?
Rihanna.
Sorry, not Rihanna.
Alicia Keys.
Sorry, Alicia Keys. You said Rihanna, so I went with it.
I loved the red train blowing off her. I thought that was so tasteful.
What was the piano? It looked like it was...
I got to look it up.
Something. Like it was a shape. I thought it was like a high heel or something. But the more I looked at it, it wasn't... I really don't know what it was.
I think it was just an art piece, honestly.
Oh, just an art piece.
I'll have to look it up and see. I'm not positive, but that piano was beautiful. Her dress, everything.
It all went together really well. It was
so tasteful, and it was such a nice clash from what was happening to this dark blood red, beautiful, and it flew off her.
Yeah.
And at first, it was just on her, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then when it actually flew off, I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And the piano, I thought it was a keyboard in a...
It was, in something.
It wasn't. It was actually a piano.
The whole thing was a piano?
Yes. Oh. When the video went over it, you could actually see down in it. You could see the sound bridge. You could see all the strings and everything. And I'm like, holy cow, that's a real piano?
There's a picture where you can see the keys.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the strings and everything, yeah.
Look right here above Vince. You'll see it. Jerry hates me now. So, but it's
you shouldn't have let us know. You can put.
I like the roller skates. The roller skates was kind of fun.
Oh, the nerve!
And he's a great roller skater.
I didn't know. Did you know
that he could roller skate?
No, I have no idea. No?
That blew me away. No, the roller skating. I'm like, oh, the nerve to be roller skating with other people at the Super Bowl. I'm like, this is insane.
Not rollerblading, but roller skating.
Yes, they were skates. I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, it was.
And then there was a section where he had the blue glitter. It reminded me of the movie Tron.
Tron uniforms.
I even mentioned that to you while I was watching it.
I saw someone posted a meme where they were talking about looking like the Spaceballs uniforms or whatever.
I thought it was hysterical. Solid performance. I have seen better, in my opinion.
Yes.
Other Super Bowl halftime acts, but his was definitely a good, solid act. Nothing controversial.
Yes.
At least in my book.
I agree.
To
me, the thing that, there's two things I can point to that I say it was not as good as what I've seen before. The first thing is, like you said, the audio. It sounded wonky.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who was recording it or who was actually mixing it and everything. It didn't sound right. Go back on YouTube and listen to it. It's off.
But is that really a good judgment? Because YouTube compresses everything. So,
and I'm also seeing articles.
Yes, because it's awesome. Like other halftime shows are good.
I'm also seeing articles that are saying that that the NFL pitch corrected some of the stuff Alicia Keys did on the YouTube video. So you're not getting that what was actually broadcast live.
Mm. Maybe I could see that because she sounded perfect, and I have seen some of Alicia Keys' stuff, and she's not perfect live. She's good. She's great.
Right.
I'd go see her tomorrow, but she's not perfect. She does miss notes.
Sure.
And she didn't on what I did see on when I watched it back in on YouTube. The other thing is, so the sound was just a little off to me. That bothered me a lot. And then the second thing that I didn't like was it was almost too quick. Some of the songs were literally just 15 seconds or 20 seconds of a song, or it felt like that at least. They didn't have enough time to
transition
properly, and really enjoy it. It was almost like he crammed too much. Like he could have cut two or three songs and let the other ones have a little more room to breathe. The Alicia Keys song he let go for a while.
I think that's the challenge of something like that, though. We only have 13 minutes to perform.
I agree.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. Cut some songs maybe to make it a little more flow a little better.
Yeah, sure. My only argument to that is we've got decades of people doing it.
Oh, sure.
Well, so.
Sure.
So, but outside of that, the dancing was great. The production factor was awesome. What they did on the dancing and everything with the band, having the huge band there,
yeah,
all that was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I just wish those couple things were fixed.
Yeah.
The sound would be the biggest thing. If I could get the sound fixed, probably everything else I'd be happy with.
It's, you know, you're a bit of a critic too, being an ex sound guy. I look at things a little differently.
I am, and I also, I mean, you've been upstairs to watch TV at my house. I've got a really good sound system that I'll run it through.
You know.
So I have a pretty good sound system upstairs that I run all my TV through, and so it maybe highlighted the badness, right?
Sure.
Back when I was running,
it could have, yeah.
Back when I was running, like if I was watching it on my iPad, I might not notice it as much.
Right.
Back when I was running sound, one of my mentors at the time, I got a gig working with a really big, really nice. It was early on, really big, really nice sound system. It sounded beautiful. And my mentor told me, he's like, the only problem with a sound system that sounds that good is you can't hide. It's going to articulate everything you put exactly the way you put it. So if you do something wrong, everyone's going to know you did something wrong. And so it really sharpened me. It made me the sound guy I was because that happened. And I think the same thing with this. If I'm watching it on a less than sound system or stereo or whatever, I probably don't notice some of that stuff. But But upstairs,
yeah,
I hear everything crystal clear, and it just, I don't know, it really got under my skin.
Yeah, good show, good game. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Patrick Mahomes killed it.
Who'd he kill?
It.
Oh. The hand?
I like the story of the other
Cousin
QB.
It?
Yeah, do you think Purdy gets a pay raise?
I think Purdy's got a pretty decent pay raise along his career. He's been, in the league 3 years now? As the last draft pick of that draft, I think he's doing pretty good for himself.
You don't think that's going to increase next year?
Oh, sure. I mean, if he's under contract, no. But it's fodder for his next contract or for a potential trade or free agency when his contract is up. But, yeah, he certainly has raised his value every year he's been in the league.
Okay.
I think he has.
All right. I do agree from going from
Irrelevant,
yeah.
To what he is now, that's an impressive.
That's very impressive.
And if you look at his like his story and his morals and his beliefs and everything. I mean, he seems like a stand-up guy.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Speaking of stand-up, you have to do a weekly report.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a second there.
That was good, though.
It was good.
I was going to break into my 15 minutes that I've been working on the last couple of years.
15 minutes that you've been working on?
15 minutes of stand-up.
Oh, stand-up?
Yeah.
Did you hear the one about Alfred?
No.
I didn't either. So, everybody knows it's Wayne's story. It's not. It's not or Bruce's story. It's not Alfred's.
It's not Alfred's.
It's not Alfred's.
Yeah.
Okay. So, welcome to Patrick's weight loss hour.
A whole hour.
You know. That's really what we're all here for, right?
Yes.
I mean, let's just be real.
Yes, exactly.
This season on the Outer Belt, I have taken on the task of losing some weight, and I'm taking all of y'all with me. I have introduced it a couple episodes ago, and we've talked about it in the last one, and we're going to talk about it again tonight. So I started out my journey at 295 pounds. I know, hard to believe. Unless you're looking at me, then you're like, I believe it. I started out 295 pounds. I'm doing weekly weigh-ins for the show, talking a little bit about the program I use. So I love the program I'm on. Basically, I eat they call them fuelings, a day. And then I have a lean and green, which is a protein and a lean protein and a vegetable. And that's the lean and green. And the fuelings, I'm getting them from Optavia. They have a whole bunch of stuff that's options to eat, and I've ordered this and had it delivered to my house. And you buy it 30 days at a time. And although if you're a trucker, there's a trick you can do 60 days, so it does kind of work out nice where you can stay out for a couple months before you have to go back home if you choose to. All these foods are nutritionally the same. So like they have brownies. If you want to have 5 brownies that day, you can. If you want to mix it up like I do, I have either a shake or a oatmeal or something like that, or pancakes, literally pancakes, in the morning. I try to have something like a bunch of pastas and other stuff that are I use as like my lunch. That way I had this mental idea that I'm having a breakfast and lunch.
Sure, some variety.
Some variety. And then I have my dinner is usually my lean and green, so I don't need a feeling there. But I usually have one afterwards that's going to be a dessert, and that's usually a brownie or a blondie. I had a blondie the other day. It blew my mind. It was so good. Or they also have bars, like
protein bars.
Like protein bar, granola bar kind granola of bar, situations.
Have you even seen you munching on some popcorn?
Yeah.
Once in a while?
So they do the pump. They have little bags of popcorn, but they're not fillings. They're just snacks. So it's okay. One of those things.
So they don't count?
They you can't do them all the time, but in moderation, every once in a while. Like, say you're watching a movie, you want to have a little popcorn, you can go in there. And they're good. Okay. They're olive oil and salt on one of them, which is outstanding. The other one I love is the white cheddar. Mm-hmm. The white cheddar is outstanding. And so I know you're all dying to know what I weigh, but before we get into that, what we've got right here, speaking of dessert, this one is the chocolate pudding mix. Chocolate fudge pudding mix. That's what I'm talking about. And I know if I'm going to do this, I get done eating my dinner, you know, plate in the dishwasher, I will immediately go grab it and make it right then and there and stick it in the fridge. Mm. So, and 2.5 hours later, it's almost like ice cream. It is so good. Yeah. I absolutely love this one. And you're asking, like, well, how do you make it? 4 ounces of cold water, whisk it together. You can eat it right then and there. They actually tell you it's soft, set, and ready to eat. Enjoy. I just like my pudding cold. So that's why I stick mine in the fridge and let it go. Otherwise, if you had really cold water, it's cold enough to eat, and it right. tastes great. So, yeah, I love it. And it contains milk product. Like, they have the allergy warning on it. Like, this is legit. Pudding. It's really, really good. I enjoy this one a lot. One of these days I'm going to get to one that I don't like because they're not all great. I'm going to keep it real. But that's one that I absolutely love. And I didn't pick this one out. I actually told Eric, just go run up and grab a random one. So I didn't even know what it was until I grabbed it just now. The weekly weigh-in. I do not weigh in directly on the show. I believe that you should weigh first thing in the morning before you have anything to eat or drink. That way it's your... you've been sleeping for at least 8 hours. You haven't had anything to eat for at least 8 hours. And it gives you a more true picture from day to day that you can track. And as of this morning, the scale was 281 pounds, 281.1 pounds.
Wow.
Nice.
So
yeah, that's great.
I think last week was 288.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
I think it was like 288. So it's familiar. About a 7 pound drop.
Yeah, good job.
Nice. So we're looking at 14 pounds in the last 17, 18 days.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. It's not it started out really rough. I think I talked about that a little last episode. Yeah. On this past week, the one night that we all hung out, I definitely overdid it. Once y'all left, I was having a little bit of like not feeling the best. And I thought I needed to get some food in my stomach, so I grabbed some food out of the fridge, a Lunchable pizza, and and I ate that, and then I had a couple Snickers. I have these little like bite-sized Snickers, so I'm not a full-size Snickers bar. So I had a couple of those bite-sized Snickers, and so I kind of went a little off the rails there, but that was the only day I had that happen, and I've been pretty compliant ever since. And so
that's awesome.
One thing I love about this is when your body starts depleting carbs and you start burning fat, your brain loves that. Is it the ketones that your brain loves to operate on? Or
correct.
And it gives you clarity. Like, I don't even know another way to put it. It just makes it easier to think. My response time's faster. I don't wake up kind of in a fog. I can absolutely tell that that's something that's happening. And I have also, I know I've lost that much weight, but I've also lost a lot of puffiness. Like, I've got a few shirts that I couldn't wear that I can now. So already, just in that short a period of time, I'm starting to see some, I'm sure a lot of it's inflammation. It's probably not fat being burnt, but that is starting to go down. And so that's a confidence booster. And that's definitely a like good incentive to keep on with it. So
how does it work when you travel? Is it an easy program for you to...
Well, so I've got a trip coming up next week where I'll be out for most of the week. I'm anxious to see how that goes. But for the past, like, the one day out and back, I just took enough bars to get me through. you can take I have taken shakes before, but these were such quick trips. I didn't know how, honestly, how reliable my water situation would be and such, right. So I didn't bring the shakes. But the shakes do well, usually pretty good on the road. The bars, obviously, are super easy on the road. And I have before when I've gone for longer trips and I know I'm going to be in a hotel with microwaves and stuff, I'll bring, like, the pancake stuff or the like
the pasta dish kind of stuff.
The stuff that comes with a little dish.
Right.
That way it's easy to do. So on some of these fuelings that are like cookies or brownies or other things like that, they have a little paper dish so you can actually, and it comes with them, so you can make it in the paper dish and it's easy to make in a hotel. So the pastas and stuff like that, I don't even try.
I've also heard you say something about one of the major parts of the diet is having the lean and green once a day.
That is correct.
What does that do for the diet?
What do you mean?
Like the lean and green once a day, how does that contribute to the diet?
Well, the lean is as a lean piece of protein. I mean, protein is what helps keep your muscles going right, because when you're in a carbohydrate or calorie deficient diet, which this kind of is, if I'm not mistaken, it burns muscle and fat. It doesn't really know the difference, and so you have to keep putting that protein back in. Plus, doesn't protein help you not be hungry longer or something like that, Jerry?
It does sustain longer, but fat will hold you longer than that.
Okay.
And your body will actually burn fat before it goes to protein.
All right.
Let me rephrase that. It will burn fat before it burns muscle.
Gotcha.
And you also have to be careful. So if you're on the road, that's an important part that you're missing, is your lean and green.
Well, and it's finding creative ways to get that.
Yeah.
So, like, people that know me know I love Taco Bell. There's nothing better than Taco Bell, period. There just isn't. It's scientifically proven. And Taco Bell has their Power Bowls. Now, if you get a Power Bowl from Taco Bell, it's beans, rice, tomatoes, guacamole, sour cream, cheese, lettuce, and steak or chicken.
That sounds like all the good stuff for me.
It is. So what I'll do with that is I won't get the rice and I won't get the beans. So then basically I'm having a taco salad at that point, right? So that's my lean and green. It's a little light on the lean, but I'm trying. Or if I go to, like, what's the other one? Captain D's. Have you ever been to Captain D's?
The seafood mm-hmm. place?
Yeah, seafood yeah, place.
Years ago.
Fried seafood, it's the best in the world. You're like, that clearly isn't on plan. They actually have baked fish that's really good. So I get a baked white fish, and they have green beans. They have broccoli. They have something else I'm forgetting as sides that are on plan and great for you. So a lot of times I'll get that if I'm in a city that has it. So there, you can make it work. You can find that all over the country. A lot of places, if I don't have anything else on the menu, a lot of places will have a salad with a chicken or something. You just got to really watch your dressing choice and make sure you get like oil and vinegar or something, balsamic or something like that. And I happen to like balsamic, so it works out. You just can't get the balsamic glaze because that's just pure sugar. But it's not impossible. It's definitely my biggest issue is when I'm going to go to Taco Bell, I'm going to get it, is being disciplined enough not to order anything else on their menu.
Right.
Because none of it's good when you're on a diet. It's tasty, but it doesn't really work. So, I look at it this way. In 8 months to a year, I'll be able to eat Taco Bell again in moderation. But right now, it's just on the naughty list. So, and the Power Bowls are outstanding. If you've not had it, they are really, really good.
Can you get extra protein?
I'm sure you can.
I heard you just mention seems a little light on protein.
I'm sorry. It's light on the vegetable side.
Oh.
It's actually good.
Oh, because it is only lettuce.
Yes. It is
I eat the guacamole and I do the tomatoes.
I keep tomatoes in there. So you get some veggies in there. I will typically ask for additional lettuce to make it, to fill it out a little more. So, but yeah, no rice. That's just empty carbs. And the beans, even, no beans. It's just not worth it.
I recently was watching TikTok, and I heard someone say a quote that I'd never heard before, and that was, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
Put a little perspective in there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I look back, because I did lose a bunch of weight, and I did see how you could get it all back. And I look back at those pictures and all of when I was that weight, and it's like, yep. Time to get back there.
Yeah.
My emotions were better. Like, everything was just, I don't know. It just, time to get back there.
Yeah.
So
I hear you. I you know, I went through weight loss a long time ago.
Yes.
It's been 7 years or so. No, it wasn't just that, but and that's kind of, that's true. Nothing tastes as good as Skinny Phil's, and
yeah,
it comes back, it sneaks back up on you, and you go, oh, you know, I was going back and buying smaller clothes, and now I'm buying bigger clothes again. So yeah. No, something's got to give.
Yeah.
Something's
got
to give.
I've got a wardrobe that has skinny clothes, a little bit bigger clothes, much bigger clothes, and these few pieces that fit when you're 295 pounds.
Yeah.
And so it's nice stepping down to the bigger clothes and hopefully work my way back down. And, you know, I really hope in a couple months these blue jeans don't fit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm just hoping to get there. Having y'all help me on this and being accountable to all y'all certainly does help, and I appreciate your help. If you are desiring to do the same thing and lose weight, I've already had a couple people reach out to me. I'd be happy to hook you up with the people I use. But if you want to do something else, what the thing I use is not cheap. It is kind of a pricier product, and you may be thinking, like, I don't want to spend that kind of money. If you want to jump on keto or Atkins or intermittent fasting or anything like that, by all means, like, let's start this together. Jump on it now. I would love to have a bunch of y'all come along with me. I know it's an embarrassing topic, one we don't like to talk about, but here we are. So let's do it.
Four hops this time.
So what we
crisscross.
I'm like, did we do that on the cruise? I don't remember if we did that at Highfield Disease, crisscross.
We might could have.
There was a lot of Cupid Shuffle on the cruise.
There was so much Cupid Shuffle.
Yes.
What is with Highfield Events and Cupid Shuffle? It makes an appearance every
time. It's a great
every
song.
Time. Every single time. We need to
at
adopt
least
that
once.
As our.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I think it's the unofficial Highfield dance.
I think it is.
Oh, okay. So they should rename it Highfield Shuffle?
No, I worked with Cupid. I would never disrespect him that way.
Really?
He's such a nice guy.
Huh. Highfield at Sea.
She's like, I don't know how to respond to that.
Me neither. We mentioned that we were going to talk about it last week, but we postponed talking about it this week.
So Highfield at Sea was a cruise that we all took together.
I thought we've already talked about Highfield at Sea.
Did we?
No, just
not
the
this
video.
Week.
We just said that we were going to talk about it later.
But we've put out lots of videos on Highfield.
But we haven't talked about it as
oh.
the other belt.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, things we enjoyed.
All right, well, cue me back in.
Four hops this time.
Really? Four hops this time. Well, I think all of that still works. Jerry can work with that criteria that we were just talking about.
Yes, with a lot of pressure on
what
Jerry.
What criteria?
Jerry, I know your pain. We give you these videos and like, here, fix it, make it happen.
Oh, no.
And then so what happens with me is I get these trucks and they go, oh, fix it, make it happen.
That's right.
And then I go to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So last week, y'all mentioned that you were going to put Highfield at Sea kind of on the pin and talk about it this week. So let's talk about it this week and about our experiences.
You know, I feel like Highfield at Sea now is no longer relevant because it's no longer the largest cruise ship in the world.
It is heartbreaking.
It is.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. So now,
have you seen the videos of the new ship?
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
walkthroughs.
Yeah.
And everything?
Oh my
That's
goodness.
Crazy.
Crazy. Insane. So
it was still a great ship, though. It was huge.
It
and
is.
Beautiful.
It's a fine ship. Yeah, it's a fine,
it's fine ship.
It's not a grand ship anymore because Icon of the Seas took over. But it's a good ship.
Yes. Good thing they didn't call it the Grand of the Seas.
Yes.
Oh wait, they already have one called the Grandeur of the Seas.
Yeah.
It's tiny little baby ship. It was. That's one of those things where they were like, "Oh, we got to watch ourselves when we name these ships."
Oh, I know. I had a good time. It was good hanging out with staff and the contractors. You know, the drivers that were there and. Just meeting new people, too.
Sure.
You know, getting off on floor 15 with the same people every
yeah.
time and walking down the same stretch of hall and all laughing and that camaraderie of strangers coming together. It was great. It was really good. I enjoyed myself.
It was fun experiencing new things with new people, new friends, or old friends, but you've talked to, you've hung out with maybe, but to do different things with them in different groups of people. To see new things through their eyes as well.
Sure.
And different experiences through their eyes. And we were, a lot of us were able to let our hair down.
Yes.
And, you know, we were on a ship for 7 days, 8 nights, and to be able to not have to worry about tomorrow I got a load leaving here, so I got to be in bed early. It was tomorrow I got to go on an excursion and do something great and fun.
Yeah.
So I got to get to bed early, and then they stay up till 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Yes.
And, you know, get a little bit of sleep and get on their excursion. But it was a lot of fun to not have to worry about some of those aspects of life. It was a good time.
Yeah. I enjoyed your birthday. I think that was one of my highlights.
My birthday was fun. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'm sorry you guys couldn't be there.
Well, we try. Are we there?
You were one beach over. Yeah, we were one beach over.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
We found a beach. It wasn't just to ourselves, but we didn't know anybody there. Yeah. Melissa paid off the band to sing a song to me for my birthday.
Nice. Mariachi?
Yeah. No, it wasn't mariachi. It was Caribbean rhythms kind of thing.
All right.
But, you know, she sung a great song to me, one of my favorite Jill Scott songs. Surprised me completely.
Cool.
With the Tears? Song. I mean, Melissa asked me, give me $10. She goes over to the band. I'm like, okay. She's finished coming to sing happy birthday to me. Came over and sang a different song. And yes, there were tears. There were tears. Yeah. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, I'm sad. I'm sad I missed it, but I'm also glad y'all got that time together. I mean, it's, you know, that's a special moment.
Sure.
Special memories, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
For me, every night at, 11 o'clock, where could you find me?
The piano bar.
No, the music hall.
Oh, the music hall. That's right.
Music hall. Piano bar didn't start till midnight.
Yeah, the music hall.
Yeah, piano.
Yeah.
The music hall. That was a lot of fun,
man.
The house band was great. They were so good. And their variety of music is like, holy cow. And to be that good at everything, like, I've done a lot of cruising, so I've seen bands that's like, oh, you're a rock and roll band, and you do these others because the cruise line says you have to, and you're decent, but that's definitely your specialty. I don't know that I could pinpoint what was their specialty. Like, they were all over the place, and it was amazing every time. They did Whitney Houston amazing. Mm-hmm. They did Michael Jackson amazing. They also did some amazing stuff from, like, Toby Keith. Like, it was crazy. They were just everywhere. It was I love that. And then we pretty much claimed the corner bar.
We did.
I mean, every single time I walked in that room, there was at least some of us Highfield people at that bar on the corner, and just listening to music. And in the room's packed all the time, so there's very little seating. And that's where a lot of us went. Even people that weren't drinking were still hanging out at the bar because that was the only seats available. And it ended up being so much fun. Got to. Over the course of the entire week, slowly everybody made their time in there along with us. So I got to kind of hang out with everybody. Eric danced with a bunch of people. I think you danced with a few people
too, didn't you?
Don't
tell Buttermilk that.
I won't. it ended up being a lot of fun. And I love that. And of course, you know, that big ship has the boardwalk where we watched the college football championship.
Yeah.
Thank you. Got to hang out with Teresa and George on that, and of course my dad and sister hung out with us. And y'all watched the Texas game a little, didn't you?
We did, yeah.
We did.
And then just that center courtyard or garden on a ship.
Central Park,
it's just
amazing.
It's ridiculous.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
You're walking through it and you're like, this is a boat?
Yeah.
A ship? Like, it didn't make sense. And you sit there and you listen to a little jazz, violin, something, and drink a glass of wine, and it's like the worries just evaporate.
They really do.
Just evaporate. Yeah. And I had so much fun on the ship with y'all. And again, we don't get to see the staff together very often. We're spread all across the country. And so having everybody in one place at one time was really, really nice. I will say one of the things I really loved was getting to hang out with Matt Brookhouse and Jamie Brookhouse when we were on St. Martin. And we went to Mahu Beach, and we got to actually watch the airplanes come in and blast people away and stuff. So all that footage of people, of the airplanes taking off or people blowing in the water that Jerry put on the video, that came from either myself or from Eric. It was really cool. We wanted a picture of an airplane coming in, and I saw my app. There was one coming, and so Jamie and Eric, like, left the place we were hanging out and ran through the beach and to get that video. So when you watch that Jerry's video and you see the plane just come like right over them and land, Eric and Jamie went and got that video. That wasn't like video footage we bought or found off the internet or whatever.
It's original.
It's original. Right. It was just,
that's,
I don't know,
cool.
That time was so much fun. It was hot. It was skin sterilizingly hot. But the bucket of beers and the nachos took care of that for me.
And a good umbrella,
yeah. Although we did have to, as the sun moved, we had to chase our seats. Constantly had to change because the umbrella situation was fixed. But, yeah, I just had a blast.
I enjoyed doing the slide with you and Lauren.
Oh, we did that first day.
Yeah, that was first day.
Before the ship even left port.
That's right. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There's a giant slide. It goes down, 10 floors?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And it's a dry slide.
It's a dry slide. You get a little mat?
Sack?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a
potato sack.
A really, really fancy potato sack.
Yeah.
Yes.
And slide down it. And you remember being up at the top? Like, Lauren's freaking out.
She was.
freaking out. And
I take it she didn't like the heights?
Well, no, she didn't. And not only that, if you don't like heights, they got another one for you. Once you get up there, the floor's glass.
So you're
just looking straight down 10 floors going,
yep,
I'm really about to do this.
Yeah.
It was epic. It was so much fun.
It was fun. It was all lit up inside. And
yep.
And it went fast. Sure, you scream and you're scared, but by the time you're done probably exhaling your first set of air, you're already at the bottom.
And you could hear the screams from all the way on the floor. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So I was downstairs shooting video of you guys coming out, and you could hear the screams coming all the way down. I don't know that I ever got Jerry that video, but you could hear the screams all the way down.
I'm sitting here wondering, I did not get that.
Yeah.
I did not
We have a new raid server.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I was worried about before, was him having a space for all the video.
Yes. I still didn't see the lost
now
footage.
That's right. Now he's got storage for that stuff, so I'd get it to him.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Oh, and not having to worry about food. The dinners together, the dinner separate.
Oh, sure.
We were able to break apart, and we did a dinner together. I know I had dinner at a buffet once with some people. I had dinner at the sports bar once. So just, all that stuff. It ended up being a lot of fun. If you're like, what is this? So we brought, did Highfield at Sea, did a bunch of people back in December, January. So we celebrated New Year's. Oh, New Year's on the ship was amazing.
Yeah.
And we went and did Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. There's a couple videos, part one, part two, on our YouTube channel. So if you're curious, you can actually just, on this channel that you're watching this on.
This is my favorite spot. You can catch the link right up here, right over Patrick's head.
Right over my head.
Is a link to the at least part one.
Yes.
And then now, once that's gone, part two will be right there, too.
There's part two,
yeah.
Yes. And there, Jerry left an Easter egg in there that
nobody has said anything about.
Friggin' hysterical.
You were the only one that said.
Friggin' hysterical. Do you
anything
know,
about it?
After I said that, nobody knew what
no
I was
one.
Talking about.
There's an Easter egg?
We were down at, I was down in Georgia at Jimmy and Kelly's house, and we helped them hang their TV, and we were getting it all set up. And, modern TVs now connect to the internet and all this.
Oh, yeah.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. I want a dumb TV. I'm so tired of this. Anyway, I sound like an old man. I'm just so tired of these newfangled contraptions. But we are getting set up. We signed into YouTube, and they got to put all their passwords and all that stuff in there. So I'm helping them out, and we pull up part one or two. I don't remember which one it's on. Of that showed up. So there, and they were like, "We hadn't seen it yet." And I'm like, "Really?" So we watched it. I completely forgot that was in there, and then at the very end, Kelly and Jimmy are just on the floor in hysterics, dying. It's so funny. And so they're like, that's what you meant? We had no idea. Anyways, if you want to see what we're talking about, go back and watch those two videos. I don't remember if it's part one or part two, but it's hysterical. You'll know as soon as you see it. So
I have to go back and watch.
I can't go to work tomorrow. I got to go back and frame by frame analyze it.
What was your favorite part, film. Jerry?
I just enjoyed all of it, just hanging out with everybody. So it was a lot of fun, and filming everybody and catching everybody having fun.
And little thing too, people don't know is Jerry was up at 5 a.m. doing his B-roll of the empty ship decks, so he could get the empty ship decks so he could show you guys in those videos all of that stuff. So that was pretty cool. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for that.
It was a lot of fun.
I thought it was funny too, and I was talking with Delene at one point. I was out at Lime and the Coconut.
Mm. Yes.
And Delina comes walking up. All right, I just talked to Jerry. He says we got to be up at like 6:30 in the morning to do our video shoots or something like this. And I'm like, interesting that he didn't tell me that.
He I know better.
Didn't even waste his time telling me that. So
that's funny.
It was, but all the videos came out. I appreciate you doing that. The video was beautiful. Everybody that contributed did a great job, and I had a blast. I can't wait for the next one. I do think we're going to do a next one. I don't know if the next one will be. I don't have dates yet. I don't know when. We're kind of debating. Do we really want to do New Year's? Do we want to try and do something away from the holidays? Etc. So we're trying to work through all of that. There's a lot that goes into putting these things together.
Sure.
But as soon as we find something out, we'll certainly let you know. But it was such so much fun. It was a blast.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Well, I think we've already pointed out these videos up here.
Yes.
And if you want to keep watching those videos, subscribe to the channel. You know, hit the subscribe button.
It's completely free of charge.
You want to listen. Your favorite podcast app, you can find us there as well.
Absolutely.
We do read your comments. We do take suggestions on what content to put on the show. We're still working on some suggestions we got before and try and get them in here as well. So,
like nicknames for me?
Yes.
Nicknames for Eric that don't violate copyright, like Shady, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We're working on some stuff.
I have one quick side note. Well, the girls were here this weekend with me, and we were out and about. We noticed tree buds are starting to spring.
Stop it. Spring?
They're getting there. They're almost ready to blossom. And I'm like, no way. And I wonder if it's because we had those like 3 days of unseasonably warm weather. But there's a few of my plants in the front yard that are poking up. Yeah.
Have you not seen the tulips?
Oh, the daffodils out front? They're doing it out here?
Yeah, they're about so tall now.
In your own front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Anyways, just a little. I get excited. I'm ready for spring.
I can't wait. I tell you what, after having almost 60-degree weather this past weekend.
Ooh, it was beautiful.
When gorgeous. I walked outside to take the U-Haul to Detroit, and it was 28 degrees, and the U-Haul was covered in ice,
yeah.
I was not prepared. I walked out there, and immediately I was like, why is it so cold? Yeah. And then I looked at the U-Haul, and I saw the windows were iced over, and I'm like, no, I completely forgot that was going to happen.
We were really lucked out.
I sent Mel a picture yesterday morning. I'm going to be a few minutes late with the windshield covered in ice. And she responds back, yeah, me too, with the windshield covered in ice. Okay, yeah. We just weren't ready for it. After that weekend, we just weren't ready for that cold.
Yeah, it came in so fast. Yeah. And it was so pretty before. But, today was a beautiful day. It was just cold.
It was beautiful. Just cold and windy.
Windy, yes. And we got a great season for y'all this year.
Yeah,
we got some location stuff we're going to be doing soon. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I just can't wait to share this season with y'all. As he said, like, subscribe, hit all the buttons, leave a comment. Everything you do helps us. If you like what you're hearing, you like what we're doing, share it with your friends and family. Throw it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Throw it out to Instagram.
Yeah.
Send an email or a text or whatever to someone saying, you need to hear this. We'd love to have that participation. We'd love to for y'all to share and be part of that this journey with us. I guess in the meantime, everybody, stay safe and make good decisions.
Don't leave money on the table.
And keep those wheels a-turning.
Till next time.
Bye.
Good night.